This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning, and each week we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. In this activity, we'll be asking ourselves to inquire appreciatively into what we may be inclined to judge, reject, exclude, dismiss, or devalue about another's experience. Cedar Landsman of Relational Uprising is going to be leading us through this exercise to help us see what new information we can reach for that can help us see beyond our own entrenched perspective. So just in case you have ever had a moment of not being able to really see or feel where someone else is coming from in your life or in your organizing, this practice is for you. And by that, I mean this practice is really for me. This activity is also meant to be done in conjunction with another one. So our conversation with Cedar and Lucienne had been building on an earlier conversation we had in the podcast episode 20 with Mark Fairfield. So Mark taught us as for his practice something called resonance. And that practice actually is foundational to then layering this one on top of it. So if you want to, you can pause, go back and check out that practice with Mark in episode 20, or at least just flag in your own mind that resonating creates the necessary support in order to be able to bridge well. So as Cedar and Lucienne would teach us, we need to bond, we need to really feel heard and get that feedback before we're able to deeply hear somebody else. So Relational Uprising is a training and coaching institute that supports social movements to foster a relational culture of embodied support, interdependence, and inclusion in their organizations and communities. And Cedar, who will be sharing with us, is a heart-centered community organizer, a trainer, and a facilitator who has worked in the field of social justice for over 17 years. From the global justice movement to the low-wage labor movement to the fight for a just and fair food system. And even though Cedar is the speaker you'll hear here in this recording, this activity also represents the work of her partner, Lucienne Damaris, who you can hear in the conversation episode that corresponds with this practice. There's a link in the show notes to a worksheet that's incredibly helpful that can support you through this exercise. So make sure you click through to the episode description in whatever platform you're listening and click that link to check out the worksheet. Okay, y'all, we can't delay anymore. We got to get to repairing rupture in our movements and in our lives. So let's dive in with Cedar. Here she is.
Hi, this is Cedar from Relational Uprising, and I'm going to share an activity that you can do to explore this notion of what we call radical inclusion. The activity is called What's Wise About It. It's a reflection activity that's designed to have some journaling and then ideally sharing with a small group of people. I will say that this activity works best and is designed to go after a storytelling and resonance practice, because the resonance creates a support for this type of inquiry or reflection into what's wise about it. So if you have a chance to explore the resonance practice, we highly recommend you do that. So you'll need a pen and paper. You can also link in the show notes to the worksheet itself, so you can use our version of the worksheet to do this activity. We're going to explore what it means to include something that's really hard for you to include. And the idea here is that when you can hold more complexity, we're able to include more than we're culturally conditioned to include. And we're sort of using resonance to inquire into other people's experience. And that helps us radically include what we might be inclined to exclude or dismiss or judge. So, what is a behavior others have that is hard for you to include? What is intolerable for you about it? What value does it threaten? Now, a note here, this should be someone or a group of people that you have a relationship with or are in some way connected to. it's a good way to start this exercise, this kind of inquiry with someone you actually have a relationship with, rather than someone you don't know, but you know you have a judgment of them. You don't know directly, but maybe you know you have a judgment of them. So let's start with someone you do know. And so this behavior that they have that's hard for you to include, maybe it goes against your beliefs about what is a right way to live or be, or what you think is healthy or appropriate. It's probably something you have a strong judgment about, such as that's wrong or toxic or unhealthy or bad or crazy. So you'll be taking 2 minutes to write on this question. And again, the question is, what is a behavior others have that is hard for you to include? What is intolerable for you about it? What value does it threaten? So now, based on what the behavior is that you chose that's hard to include, we're going to do an inquiry into what's wise about it. And we're going to lean on the resource of appreciation. So we're going to essentially assume there is something wise about it. We just don't know what that is yet. So we're going to inquire by reflecting on these questions. So the first question is, what might be wise about it for them? Just a note on this question. This doesn't necessarily mean what would be wise about it for you. The key here is inquiring into what might be wise about it for them. So take a moment. I have about 2 minutes to journal on this question. What might be wise about it for them?
Thank you.
Now we're going to reflect on the question, in what context might you find yourself in the same situation? And now for the final question, what support might they be getting or looking for? So take about 2 minutes to reflect on that. It's best if after you've done this inquiry into what's wise about it, if you have a chance to reflect with others in your group or your team, what came out of this inquiry for you? What information do you realize that you don't have? Or do you find yourself curious now about what you might not know? And in general, what reflections do you have about this thing that's hard for you to include? What new has surfaced for you in exploring this? Sometimes when we do this activity, we encounter the experience that it's actually hard to inquire appreciatively because we have a really powerful judgment or sense of even pain or harm about it. And that is often an indicator that we might need more resonance about the situation. About what's challenging for us, for our experience, before we can inquire into what might be wise about their experience or their behavior. So if that happens, it might just be a signal that more resonance is needed before an appreciative inquiry like this is possible, and that's great information. So we wish you much joy and discovery in exploring this with your team.
Thank you so much, Cedar, for sharing that practice with us. Remember that a worksheet that Cedar and Luciana of Relational Uprising have developed is linked in the show notes. So that's the description of the episode in whatever platform you're listening. And that worksheet can help you move through this reflection yourself on your own time. You can also find more information at relationaluprising.org and join the email list where we share cool activities like this one and links to our weekly episodes over at healingjustice.org. You can download our corresponding conversation episode with Cedar and Lucienne to hear them talk about individualism as a system of oppression, indigenous traditions of healing in Ecuador, the consequences of heroic cultures of organizing, repairing rupture, suspicion, and judgment, and bridging as a form of increasing our ability to hold complexity in our movements. You can stay in touch with us via our Instagram at Healing Justice and on Facebook and at HJ Podcast on Twitter. If you feel moved to give an offering in reciprocity and gratitude for this practice, we really appreciate it. You can do so by contributing as a sustainer at patreon.com/healingjustice or give via the one-time donation link that's at healingjustice.org, or you can find that in the show notes. We run this whole project off of free will offerings, and so it means a lot when you give, and also when you share, subscribe, rate, and review in whatever platform you're listening. All of that helps, and we really care about the folks who need these practices and these conversations the most, who are really looking for support in the work that they're doing in the world, to hear about it. So please consider who you might share this practice with. This podcast episode was generously edited by Rachel Ishikawa and mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Coal Room. Thank you for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Hear you next week.